we're holding Hey Amud Beis in Sanhedrin. Hey Amud Beis. So we saw the Mishnah yesterday that said a chilek, there was a difference between Maka Avavimai, the only chayiv while the parent is alive, and Makalal is even chayiv after Misa. The Gemara brought down the Pasuk, the Makar was from Ki Ishish Sheikhalas Avis Imai, Maisuman, and the Pasuk finishes off Avivima Kilel Damavai. That extra Avivima Kilel is Kantim Marbi even after Misa. And the Gemara had two like kashas on there, the Gemara might supplied with this drasha from Avivima Kilel Damavai. Okay. So Gemara says, we're holding by Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda's son, it's like 10-15 lines down from the Gemara, beginning of the Gemara, right on top of the little Aleph of the Bach. Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda's son, miyat leikrom Avivimai. This drasha I just told you that you learn Avivimai, the last Avivimai, is to tell you that Lachar Misa, that's very good for Rabbi Yehuda's, because he has the extra. What are you going to answer? Now, we don't know where Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Anderson is. The Gemara is going to tell you right now. Tanya, have a brisa. Ishish. The Pasuk says, ki ishish. Not tamalim ishish. What's the coming to tell you ishish? Could have said, ki ish asher yikalo. Or asher yikalo. What does that say, ishish? The rabbi is to include to you, vas tumtum van droginus. It's coming to Marbe, a bas, a daughter. Let's say a daughter curses the parent. So it only says ish. It's coming to Marbe, her. A tumtum and androgynous. Any one of those three, if they curse, either a father or a mother, they're going to be chayav misa for. So that is what you learn out from ish. Asher yikalel as aviv es imay. The pasuk continues, Asher yikalel as aviv es imay. What's that coming to tell you? Ainly el avivimai. I would only know the father and the mother together. You'd have to curse the father and the mother, because the pasuk says es aviv v'esimai. Aviv shelo imai, father without the mother, or imai shelo aviv, mother without the father. If he curses one of them, minayin? Where do you know this that they're chayiv? Tamalimar Aviv Imay Kilel. The Pasuk finishes off and says Aviv Imay Kilel. And the Gemara learns Aviv Kilel Imay Kilel. Because in the beginning, if you notice in the Pasuk, it says Ki Ishish Asher Yikalel as Aviv Imay. So the word Kalel is closer to the father. Then the end of the Pasuk says Aviv Imay Kilel.
How could I say that? But twice for S.
What are you asking?
It says kill S over for S M Y.
Maybe it means both. Vav Meisif, you can say this.
It says S over for S M Y versus twice for S.
Should have said Aviv Aimai. Mm-hmm.
Right. So why is it twice for S M
Y? If you only have this pasuk, he is Shay Kalon S Aviv S Imai, Mois Yumas. I think he has to do both. Yeah? Okay, so first in the beginning part of the pasuk it says Asher Yikalel as Aviv V'Esimai. The klala is by the Aviv. The end part of the pasuk it says Aviv Imay Kilel Damavai. So since it says the word Kilel by Imay, that's coming to tell you that if either you curse the father or you curse the mother, either one, you do not have to do both, is enough to be mechayiv you. So that is so far Lefi Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yehudah and Rabbi Yehudah darshan the pasuk like this: Mashma shneim kechon. It's always mashmam together. Kechon b'fnei atzmai. Because the Maran Torah says Asher yikalel aviv imay is ad shiyufchal kasi yachdam. Until Torah says yachdam, means anytime it says es aviv imay, it means either one or the other or both. I think it means one or the other, unless it tells you b'dafka b'feirish together. When it says yachta together, then I know it means they have to do, the person has to curse side the father and side the mother. So male is feeding back to original questions. Minale is going back on Rabbi Yonasan. Because the fear of Yonasan, he doesn't need, he has Asherik House of the Simri. So he knows that it means automatically, it means either one or the other. Now I don't need the end part of the pasuk of Aviv Imay Kibel, Zalman Voy, since I already know each one separate. But the Fi Reb Yoshiyam, he holds that no, I would know Asher Kalas Aviv Imay by itself means both together. So I need Asher Kalas Aviv tell you the one parent, Aviv Imay Kibel is telling you is Megalu, that tells you that it's also one parent. Because it's only the beginning of the pasuk, I think it's both parents. So see him, the beginning of the Gemara said, Abavi Makilel is coming to tell you, Kelachar Misam. See Rabbi Yoshi, I do not have Abavi extra to teach you Lachar Misam. Because Abavi is teaching you only one parent. So that's what the Gemara's question is. See him, where is your Makar? See Rabbi Yoshi, that learns out for Aviv Imay to split up side the father and side the mother, you do not have a makar for Achar Misa. More answers. Nafkalim, he learns it out, so he's going to learn, Rabbi Yoshi is going to learn it out. V'yumekal Aviv Imay Maisumas. The pasuk in Mishpatim says, V'yumekal Aviv Imay Maisumas. So that's going to tell you that Ra'achar Misa. Since that's like extra, so the Makar for Ra'achar Misa is Mekal Avimai. The Idach, what is Rabbi Yonasan going to do with that Pasuk Mekal Avimai? Whom he's going to learn out from that Pasuk, the Rabbi's Bas, a daughter that curses, a Tumtum and Androgynous. Okay, Frakta Gemara, let's see him. The fee, Rabbi Yonasan.
Now attending.
So what? What's he going to... One second. Vida Chumim Bele. It's correct tomorrow. The tape of Glei me Ishish. Means the beginning of the Gemara we learned out from Ishish to include a Bas Tumtum and Androgynous. That was the fee, Rabbi Yoshia. Why didn't Rabbi Yonasan learn out from Ishish? He didn't give you a Drashma. Why not? After the Gemara, Dibri Tarek Lashem and the Adam. The Torah Ishish is not for a drasha because that's the way the Torah talks. A double lashon. So basically what comes out of the maskana is over here, Lefi Rabbi Yoshiyam, he's going to learn out the Asherik House of this Imai, and Abi Makilel is coming to split it. You do not need the father and the mother. It can be either one or the other. So how do you know Achar Misa learns out from Makala of Imai and Parshat Mishpatim? The fee Rabbi Yonasan, he automatically knows it's separate. As long as the Torah didn't specify together, Yachtov, then I know automatically it's separate. So Melam, Aviv Imay Kilel, so he's going to learn that for Lachar Misa. Okay. So let's see Rashi over here. Eli El Avivi. One second. Yeah. Eli El Avivimai. Like the 10 lines down. Shneim Yachad, both together. Aviv Kilo Vimin Kilo. Varesha Mikra Samech Klal Aviv. In the beginning, the Pasuk says, Asher Yikalas Aviv. Ubisoiv Samech Lima. In the end, it says, Avimai Kilel. He's Mikalel, the mother. So, Ach Yifrat Lecha Kasu Yachdav. Since it's par for you, Shemamina, if you don't have a Yachtov, if it would not be Yachtov, have a mash b'shar levadli v'chamor levadli. If we would have said, l'sachosh b'shar v'chamor, without the word Yachtov, I would think, see, this would be in a son, that means you can't plow either with your axe or with your donkey. So Mele Pasuk has to tell you Yachtov, tell you both together. V'aviv imay derashi v'ashinanami, ayaviv ayimay, you learn out for either one. The Seif is Asui Lachar Misa. The Seif is coming to include Lachar Misa. We have Makal Aviv, the Veil Mishpatim. In Pasha Mishpatim, it says the first time Makal Aviv is Mois Yumas. Vidach, the Nafik Lachar Misa, Mi Aviv is Kilel. Okay, fine. So, Dr. Gemara Vaiter, in the first wide line of the Gemara. So, the Mishnah said one difference between Makalel and hitting. The difference was Makalel Lachar Misa is Chayiv. And Hakol Achar Misa is going to be Pater. The Gemara says right now I should have another difference. The Mishnah should have listed another difference. Why? If you're listening Choymer, the Makah Mim Makal. It could have said a Chumra of Makah. Over Makalel, Shah Makah also by Shloi Ba'amcha Kibamcha. But yesterday we were discussing the Eisimai Samchot. In order for Mekal to be Chayiv, we'll see at least a few some shittas, you have to be Eisimai Samchot. Pasuk says, V'nasi ba'amcha lo'isar. She's not cursing Nasi in your nation. The Gemara Darshins, V'Eisimai Samcha. Only if someone, if this guy is doing like he's supposed to behave. So that's for Kalala. Ma'ashenkein ha'kav. We don't have this drush. It doesn't say Hamakal ba'amcha. It just says Hamakal. I mean, it doesn't say Hamakal ba'amcha. It just says it's not Hamakal. So Hamakal, even if the guy, even if the parent is not acting like a yin, he's not ba'isa ma'isa amcha, he's still going to be chayiv. So here I have a chilik right now between Hamakal, which is even the father is not acting like a yid, the son's going to be chayiv for hitting him. Ma'ashenkin Makalel. If the guy is not acting like he's supposed to, and the son curses him, he's pater. So why didn't the Mishnah say this chilek of Eisimai Samcha? So again, listening chayim remakim in kalel, shamake by someone who hits a parent, asabai shloi ba'amcha kebamcha. We made someone who's not ba'amcha like amcha. Mashen came in kalel, mashen came someone curses, he's going to be Pater. I'm sorry, he's going to be Pater because he's not by Samai Samcha. And for the Gemara, Kasavar Makshinon Hakal Klalom. The Tana holds over here, you're Makish Hakal Klalom. So just like Klalom, you say that you're Pater from by Samai, if the guy's not by Samai Samcha, so Hakal also, he's not going to be Chayivam because we have a Hekish. Basically, you wouldn't have this hekish, and you hold it of you not makish hakala klala, then you would have a difference between maka and makala. Okay. So Gemara says vayter here, lema hani tanoi kani tanoi. Let's say these artan in the Mishnah that didn't learn of He didn't say Chaymer of Makkah from Mekalel of Eisimai Samcham, and the price before that did, it said Ma Makkah, so this is similar to this Machlokes Tanoim. In other words, if you're Makkah, we'll see, if you're Makkah Kala Kala, that Machlokes is going to be a Vaiter Machlokes Tanoim over here. The Tani Chada. We have one price that says, Kusi. Kusi was, it was some people that came, I think it's in Bais Rishon. And there's a shiloh if they were really Megai or not. So the Gemara always has the machlokes if they're Gary Emes or Gary Arroyas. Maybe their Garis is not really a good Garis. So we have one. A Gary Arroyas. Right, line. Either it's Gary Emes or Gary Arroyas. Tani Chadam. One bright to learn. Kusi, a Kusi at the Mitzuvah al Kosai. You are Mitzuvah for hitting him. Viata Mitzuvah al Kilosai. And you are not mitzvah for cursing him. Which means a guy is not allowed to hit a kusi, but he is allowed to curse a kusi. V'tani idach, and I have another b'risim. Iyat by a kusi, iyat mitzvah lo yalakulasi, not on his klolo, v'lo yalakulasi, and not on your hakos, and not on his hakos. So you're allowed to do anything you want for a kusi. Beat him up or curse him. So what's the machlokes? So Ruah the Kuyama Kusim Geriamis. Everyone's gonna hold the Geriamis. So they started off being real Gerim, and now they turn Mishayim. For now, the Maisa did not like to my Samcha. So my lab Hakimifki. So what's the Machlagis? Tamar Savar Machina Kalakalam, Umar Savar like Machina Kalakalam. If you're Makish Hakalakalam, so by Kuala, you have to be Isa my Samcha. Here, they're not Isa my Samcha, because they went off the Derek now. So if you're not Machai for the Kuala, you're not either Michai for Makish, since you're Makish Hakalakalam. However, if you say that you're not Makish HaKlalakalam, so fine. So you want to tell me for Klalam, you're going to be Pater because not Lysa Maisamcha. But Maisam, not Makish it back for Hakka, so maybe Hakka is going to be different, and Hakka you're going to be Chai. So the Brisa says that you're Mitzuvah HaKasa, he holds you not Makish HaKlalakalam. So therefore I cannot hit the Kusi, but I could yes curse him. So that's right now the hot meaning of what the machlik is in those two brises. If you're makish hakalakal, no, the Gemara says no. Loi the kuliyama, loi makshin hakalakal. Everyone's going to hold that I'm non makish hakalakal, which means that klala you could if ain't a ice in my samka you could do on the guy, but hakal you're not allowed to. Vachavakmilki. This is the machlik. Mar Savar Kusim Geri Emesing. One holds that Kusim are Geri Emes. So Mela says the Geri Emes. So they're like a Yid that went off the Derech. So Hakka you can't, and Klala you could, because you're not Makish. Mar Savar Kusim Geri Emesing. And one holds the Kusim Geri, the regular Goyim. So regular Goyim, there's no reason to curse him or to hit him. Therefore, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Okay, so effect Gemara, Yehaki, Hainu Tani Alam. We learned in the Brice over there, Vishariki Yisro. The Brice continued on and said, Vishar is like a Yid. So if you're going to tell me that Kusim Geri Aroyais, how can you tell me Vishar has a din of a Yid? If he's a guy, then he has a din of a guy. So why are you telling me Vishar has a din of a Yid? Vice states were arguing in the Hekish of Makshina Hakal the Klalam, and one man number holds you are Makish, one man holds you not, but everyone's going to hold they are Geri Emes, and Mela Shor as the end of the Yid. We'll see. So they get to Chatzin Nezik, Rashi's going to bring down. At least in this Brisa, everyone's going to hold the Geri Emes. Shor Kisro means the Shor has a din like a Yiddish Shor. Rashi is going to explain that if a guy doesn't have a din of Chatzin Nezik, a Yid has a din of Chatzin Nezik by a short time. Okay, Rashi, the listening Nami, I must see the card. The Koni Zechaymer be Mekal Zechaym. What do you mean?
Right.
So everybody holds it. They're really Gary MS. But the thesis first man number, you're not Makish HaKala Klala.
I understand that part, but is this a quote on first place? Is this a quote? Who's that coming to the South also? Is that a quote of the Baisa? It says Tani Chada.
Kusiat, yeah. Tani Chada. Quote. Kusi yatim suva akasi yatim suva akasi. End quotes in that first price. Tanya idach, another price. Yatim suva layal.
So the first
price
is differentiating between a yid and a kusi or not?
No, it just says a kusi makes a differentiation in a kusi. You cannot hit him, but you could curse him.
He's not a ger tzedek.
No, he is a ger. But he now went off the derech.
So we'll make a difference with a ger or.
He's not Isa my Samcha right now. His Gerus is good.
So it didn't have to pick a Kusi for any Jew.
Okay, so the case is a Kusi. Yeah. Okay, but listening now, Rashi halfway down the Amid. Masisin Koy. Tiktani Zechayim Mekal Makim. Lay Mehayin Tanoi. Tano Masisin. Deloy Tano Choyim Rebbe Makim. Shasavoy Shloy Bamcha Kibamcham. The Tano the Bryce of the Lael the Tano. Ma Makish Shasavoy. The Bryce before did say in. Geri Emes, pain. Mitzchimasan ger gemur hayu. When they started, the kusim were real ger. V'achshav reshiyu. Now they went off to there. The Yisrael she'ein ois the ma'is amcha. The Yisrael doesn't do ma'is amcha. Tichyechi the al kulatze pater. Just like for the klal you're pater, al akasve nami pater. So for that klal you're also going to be pater. Geri aroyetain, sarayheim, ka'ovidek acham gemurim. They're like, ovidek acham gemurim. Iyachi, the time of the pater mission, the geri aroyetain, the geri aroyet, hain tani Allah betmiel. Machmas nisim, tani ein mitzvah, you're not commanded. Loy al akasve nana, and it's hitting well kilasai. Katani, we learned, the shayrik Yisrael. His din of his shar has been like a Yiddish shar. Shar, which means, shar shalanu shanagach shari. A Yiddish shar, a gourd his shar, v'sharai, and his shar, shanagach shalanu, tam mishal mechatsi nezik, tam would pay chatsi nezik, umuad mishal nezik shalim, and umuad would pay nezik shalim. The ilu bat, aivik chavim, by a guy, tanan, shar shay Yisrael, shanagach a Yiddish Ashar that gored a goy, goyish Ashar, pater, you pater. The Shalavik is Chavim Shanah Ashar Shah Yisrael, a goyish Ashar that gored a yin, Yiddish Ashar, bain tam, bain mud, whether it's tam, whether it's a mud, Mashal Nezik Shalim. Which means the goy has no, doesn't get a break of Chatzi Nezik. So here, if you're going to tell me, he's in of Yisrael, so I can't tell you that the Gerei Royis thing, because Gerei Royis would automatically mean the guy's a guy. So how can I tell you that the din has the din of a shar Yisrael? So Elamai, the Gemara said that it was everyone holds Gevi Arayis, and the Machlekes is if you're Makish Hakal Lekhlal or not. Okay. Adkan that Gemara. Zok the Mishnah of Aitim. Next. What do you mean? If the Gevi Arayis you can marry them potentially. I'm saying if the Gary Emmis, then fine, you can marry them. Is it to marry a Kusi? It's not a Mamzer or someone of those. I don't think so.
So Gary's was dependent on did they went bad afterwards, or they were.
They went bad. There was a good Gary's, the Gary's was a strict Gary's, and they went off afterwards.
Why
does
it make him like an Yisrael that went off?
It does. It makes him like an Yisrael that went off. That's why. It's called a that's without their classism and Al Megayer them. If you first of all, Kusin over there means Habakkuk Kanoim Pagamai? So it says it's spelled after Kusin. It's a guy. First of all, the real gears in the world is that Goya. They changed it. Censors. But, Kusi just means there, person that's not a guy or not, a non yid. Okay, so the first mission of the Parak was listening on the Hanachanakim, Alpil Gechanik, and it said Goya Nefesh Mistral. So now this Gemara is going to discuss. The Mishnah is going to discuss the different dinim that you need in order to get chenek for someone stealing, kidnapping somebody. Hagoyin and nefesh from Yisrael, someone who steals a yid from Yisrael, and from another yid. Einechayiv atchiach nisenel rishusay. He has to actually bring him into his rishus. For yudayim atchiach nisenel rishusay until he brings him into his rishus. And he actually makes the guy work. Stop kidnapping the guy and throwing him in a cell is not enough for fear of Yehuda. We're going to see also in the fear of Banan also, but it's not enough right now in fear of Yehuda to be mechayev the guy chenek for kidnapping. You have to actually take him out of his shoes, steal him, and then say, you know what, go tie my shoes, go clean the garbage or whatever. That is enough for, you have to be make him do some sort of shimush, avoida. Shenemar v'is'amr boy u'mecharoy. You have to make him do work for you, and you have to go sell him.
But the first ikur lav is under los signo, right? That's
we're going to see where the makar for this is. That's a discussion in the Gemara.
I thought talking about the
Seres Dibris is Pashtus talking about in the Nefashis.
What exactly is the definition of
Isamr? Who? Isamr. Isamr is you make the guy work for you. Is that correct? How does the article teach you Isamr by Rabbi Ram? Anyone? May abuse him?
Made
use of him. Okay. Okay, so here. So we really have to just really should set here. There's two times the Torah talks about this. There's a pasuk here, Mishpatim Parakhof Alif Pasik Tazayin. The goyne vishu mukhara, someone who steals somebody and he sells him, the nims of the other mesumas, and then he's found, he should be put to death. That's one pasuk. We have a pasuk in Devarim. The goyne ishu mukhara, the nims of the other mesumas. You have a pasuk in Parshas Ki Yitzei, and there's a pasuk here again. Okay, this is Parakhav Dalat Pasuk Zayin. Ki Matse Ish, Goyne Nevish Me'achav Mimine Yisrael. We find someone stealing another Yid. Visamer Boy Mukharai. So here, this Pasuk says Visamer Boy. Umeis Aganava, who? Vyatram in Kibacha. So Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim says, what do you need both Sukkim? Does it say Mukharai? It says Mukharai both, but doesn't say Visamer both. So Rashi says, each Pasuk is Negala, you gotta take both and like combine it together in a sandwich. And this Pasuk also, Pasuk Mishpatim, even though it doesn't say Visamer, it also means Visamer. And we're gonna see, the Gemara here is gonna learn out a bunch of different Limudim from some of the Pasukim, and each one is relying on the other one's Pasuk.
I guess, you know, neither of them have the opinion that you have both have to sell them. You know, both Sukkim, you have to sell them. Neither of these have any opinion that you have to sell them in order to get them.
Why would you see that?
You just have to put it in your possession. You have to sell them.
See, so I was learning yesterday. I think it means it's pashid. I mean, it's pashid afterwards. You have to sell them because it says in the Torah. I think I didn't see anyone that says exactly that, but I was learning. I think it's pashid. So otherwise, you're against
ransoming
than
the selling.
Ransoming. You're selling the. There's no sale. There's a transaction there. There was.
Well, I understand the question. The question is ransom and having it in your rishus. That's what you mean, but that's actually selling. You mean?
Oh, you give me this money and I'll give them back to you.
You're selling them back to the original amount. You're selling them. You're selling them back to the
sale. I don't. Okay, Shemal Benisha Rich and Ben Breaker Mekai. I'm sorry, Mr. Lani. I go in Miss Benoit. Someone who steals his kid. Let's say he didn't have custody over or whatever the situation was. Maybe Shemal Benisha Rich and Ben Breaker Mekai. He's Mekai, the guy Chenik. A common patron. A common pattern. Gonna, we're going to see the Gemara to have a drasha for this. Gonna Misha Chatsi Abed Chatsim and Chayrin. He stole someone who's half Abed and half Ben Chayrin. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv, Vachamim Patrim, Vachamim Patrim. Okay.
Why, where is the Ashkenazi and the Shusha come in? The Torah doesn't talk about it.
What do you mean?
Why is that a qualifying factor?
So to the Rashi. Rashi explains that. Look, Rashi. Good question. Shiach Nisar the Rishusai. Viksiv, Vinimsa Biyadai. The Pasuk says, Vinimsa Biyadai. The Pasuk in Mishpatim, it says, V'goyin v'ishu m'charei v'nimsa b'yadai. What's that coming to tell you, v'nimsa b'yadai? So Rashi brings the Mechilta. V'tanya v'mechilta, v'nimsa. Ein mitziya v'chamakam ela be'edim. Mitziya means it's edim.
Is that a different
place? Shmosa be'edim? Yes, that's the parasha Mishpatim. That's
that was Chafalim.
Yeah, but, I don't know why they change it. The Chayra, he's referring back. That minims to the other. He's got to be going by. There's got to be a pasuk Gneva there, and the Gemara darshins that.
Well, that's not referring to.
It's not. I don't think that drashin. Can you notice that? I think that's referring to the Gneva, regular Gneva, and it's found over there. So you pay kefa and you see if I can find it. And you must say imlo you must say aganav. There's probably a pasuk here.
That
type of
shuru
is going to come follow. Right, I thought also now it says that it's right. The Chayit is talking about Geneva. Eim and Tziyah Eidim. Biyadai, Eim Biyadai Ela B'Shusay. Biyadai is referring to Rishusay.
What does it mean,
He took all his hands, all his land from his hand. It means from his Yerushas. So basically, the Nimsa B'yada is coming to tell you it has to be in Yerushas. Now, what's your question?
What
does my name means that the one person finding it is not enough. It means Aiden have to go and prove that it was in this guy's house. I mean, if one guy says, I know it's in his Yerushas, it's not enough. You have to have two Aiden come and say, we saw it, and we saw this kid or this person that he stole.
You don't have to see the Gnevi, you don't have to find the material of the victim. The other thing.
It's the thing that has to be found in his Yerushas. You're asking the technicality.
Right.
Okay, I'm not sure.
The victim could be one of the
Aiden. I don't think so. He's like, yeah, but the only thing to say that you stole me? How's he one of them? Same way, someone that yeah, you can't be one of them. Okay. So that's what if you're in Yom Kippur, it says over there in the Slichos Asaru Gemalchus. So the Roman guy took out a chumash and it says he brought them in and he says, you know, Shteis and Pasik. The going to Yad, I'm not sure if they use one of these sukkim over there. It says the minister of Yad, the minister of Yad, and it says go. Then I'm going to take. I'm going to come right now because of that.
But they didn't mamer him. They didn't take him to their place.
He held like the other shita.
Whatever he didn't think it was. I mean, mechuy for that. I don't know. You want to know? I'll be ikker and chenek. They had their reasons. They felt he was the right. Whatever the story was, but at least the Roman. He felt the story over there that he's chayim.
They were chayim.
What?
They went up to
Shemayim. That's clear. It's brought down. And the Sarug Machs and the Tzadikim that die in every generation is all coming in Kapara from that Mechira.
In other words, they called Mechira Shilzit, not Geneva Shilzit. So I don't know if that's what I'm asking.
Really. Okay. No. Fine. So the Tanakhama loy by Emer, because the Tanakhama doesn't say a word about Emer. It just says you only chayiv until you're yachmi sanu mishusay. And Yehuda holds you have to be yachmi mishusay and do avoda with him. So what's the difference here? And you also have a pasuk of yisamer by. So what's the Tanakhama going to do with it? Amar bachol b'di rava Emer pachas mishaber putek b'nayo. The nafkamina is going to be. Since Tanakam and Yehuda, if you make the guy do work, a less than a shavar puto. See the Tanakama, you did not need a shavar puto. Any amount of avoda, say pick up this piece of paper, that's enough to be mechayev him. The feed of Yehuda has to be a avoda of a shavar puto. Therefore, he says the shtamish by more of a shemish of money, a minimal puto. Okay. Vay Rav Yirmiya. Kaj Rav Yirmiya Shai like this. Ganvai, he stole him. Umachor Yashan, and he sold him while he's sleeping. And they want to explain exactly in a second what exactly is this case of Machor Yashan, is selling him while he's sleeping.
Is the Yashan going on both or just on the Machor?
Ganvai Machor Yashan. He stole him. We'll see. The Gemara's going to give it a good more chance here. At least in this case. Or Machor Isha L'Ubram. He sold a lady that's pregnant, and he sold her for the Ubrim. I mean, he didn't sell her, he only sold that the kids that we born from her, so that's what the sale is on. But he still retains the rights of ownership on the lady. Mao, what's this? Yesh Derek Imer Bekach, is that considered the way of work of where I ain't there even because fact the Gemara the posture question particularly black emer cloud there's no work at all here if he stole a guy that's sleeping and he sold him where is the work or if he stole a lady and you sold her now for her kids there's no work you didn't put her to work at all you never made her clean or anything. So the word says no. The case is like this. Like Tariqa, the case is Yashan Dizag Olam. He leaned on the fellow. I mean, he stole a sleeping guy, and you leaned on him. So that was the work you did, or you sat on him, whatever. Or Isha Dokum Ba'afe Yizika. And you put her as a wind blocker.
So if you hold less than Sheva Pruta is still Mechayev, if this is not Derek Mechayev, it wouldn't be Chayev. So is that correct?
Correct.
Even though it's less Sheva Pruta is Mechayev. But using a person to pick to hire someone to pick up a piece of paper, right? Is that right. Derek Mechayev?
It could be Derek Pekach, yeah.
What, to hire someone to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hires work. He works and do whatever you want. So here, the Maisa, by the lady, you put her to block wind, and Maisa, she's pregnant, so she takes up more space. So, is that Shaila? Is that Derek Himer or not? Derek Himer Mekach, ain't Derek Himer Mekach? My, what's the thing? Take him. More blocks, take him. Okay. Amor Imur Shimush is work. Ganva Yumarik Shuyashin Mahum. The Kamam Mefarash Laboy. Later on, we're going to explain exactly what the Shiloh was. The Maisa Maskana was that he stole a sleeping guy, and he sat on him, and the Vizehu. That was the Shiloh of Darkimur. Machar Isha Lubrao, Lubra Ganav Isha Mubaris. He stole a lady that's pregnant. Umachal Lubra. Shloy Machar Gub Shalom. He did not sell her growth. Ela Shay Uber Machar. The Uber should be. So, lucky mer loy viyashem loy bover. The zagala the samachal he lean on the person. Look map abizika b'chol kamashi ava. If she's bigger, mayo yaisid hagim pnei ruach. It's more of a wind black while she's bigger. Okay.
According to everybody, the first thing you need is
to need a geneva.
Geneva and mashicha doesn't get help because it's karka, right? You have to actually bring him into your chutzir, right?
Yeah.
You is that a fact?
The chayra. There's a big machlokes here in Rishonim and how to do it.
They're a metal
to them, okay, so you bring him in your chutzir somehow, yeah.
It has to be in your chutzir.
Yeah. Shiloh is if a guy's a gazlin on a person. Fuck is Viguna, right? Geneva is the guy that does it more like Pitsin, he comes at night and stuff like that. What about a gazlin, someone in broad daylight, he goes in and abducts a kid? Is he chayv also for that? Is when the Pasuk says a Viguna Yushumukhari, is that exclusive to Geneva? Or Gizel is also? The Pasuk could have said Viguizel Yushumukhari. So it's a machlekes rishayim and achrayim here. Shizim Kubetza says that Sal Ashkenazi says that only geneva, gezelam, you're pateran. I think they also bring from the Michas Chinuch also. He told that gezelam you're going to be pateran. But other rishayim, or maybe achrayim also, they say that gezelam you're also going to be chayev. But because only by, they say only time there's a difference between Geneva and Gezela, that's by when you're stealing objects and stuff. So you know, I could come and steal at least this phone in the middle of the night. So the guy, the phone doesn't have a das of Geneva or Gezela, but a person doesn't pass, if someone's stealing a person, it doesn't make a difference. Geneva, it's always Geneva. You know, there's no differentiation to be given between Geneva and Gezela, some want to say. But basically, it's a shy list for Gezela also. So Michaev for kidnapping. Okay, Zok the Gemara Vayter, Tana Abanan. So Ki Matze Ish Goynev Nefesh Mei Echov. You find someone, Pasuk in Devarim says, you find someone stealing someone from his brother. So Gemara Darshan, Ainli Eli Ishigana. We find a man robber. So he's the one that's chayev. Isha Minayim, a lady that stole that's a. A lady kidnapper. How do you know she's chayiv?
Isn't that law to steal?
But the Pasuk says, he must say ish. We don't know about it. Any time to be a law, maybe to be a law for stealing. If a law for stealing is going on.
But law, ish and ish is always the same.
Okay, but how do you know for Misa?
Is that Misa for a law?
No, because here the Pasuk says, Umei Sagan of Ahu. And Echanami, she could be over a lav. Okay. So, back in the Gemara. Isha Minayin.
Is this like a different issue than low signal in the service?
That's what he just asked. So it's the same. We're going to see. Let's give the Gemara a chance. The Gemara tomorrow, Mitchum, we'll see where this issue is coming from. Where the Makar, where the Azhar is. That could just be an Azhar. It's the original warning, and then the Torah tells you to get Misa over here.
All this right, they will suggest Azharas?
We'll see. Let's give the Gemara a chance. Okay, so right now the Gemara wants to know Isha Minai. Where do you know if a lady kidnapper, if she's a lady kidnapper, where are you chai from? Tamalemar v'goynev ish. It says in Pasuk Mishpatim, v'goynev ish. One second. Did I learn this wrong here? Isha Minayin, Tamalemar, one second. Hang on a second. Am I saying wrong shot here? Is the Isha going back on? One second. I think I learned wrong. One second. So Ish kimat the Ish goyin out of shemelachim. Ainly al Isha gone out. A person that stole. Isha minayin, tamlemer v'goynivish. Fine. V'goynivish is coming at the beginning of Mishpat and tells you also a lady. Eliela ish. Shegona bain isha. Ubain ish. I only know a man that stole could be a man or a lady. Okay. Ubain v'isha, shegona v'ish. But a lady that stole another man. So far that's all I know.
Well, what the pasuk says, why are we Isha that steals, I mean that kidnaps the chayav, right?
A lady that steals.
Yeah. Okay. Now, why are we machalik between who a man steals kidnaps and a lady kidnaps? Why?
Because. At least to see Rashi is going to learn here. You have one pasuk that's going into Ishu Macharei. That tells you Stam and anybody. That could be going. Let's say that's going for a man
or a lady,
or a man kidnapping a man or a lady. Let's see Rashi over here. Okay, let's see Rashi. Let's see Ami Ali Ish before I say Ami Ali Ish. Kishad Ganav Ish. Check. The Ganav is a man. The goyinav ish, sha nignav ish, v'lo isha. The one that the victim is a man and not a lady. Ukrok hamad loy kapet on nignav l'mehavi ish, the ksiv nefesh. It says, where does it say nefesh? Here, because here it says ki matzei ish goyinav nefesh. So a man stealing a nefesh can mean sai man and sai lady. Okay. Helkach Ami Ella Ish Shegona Bain Ish Bain Isha. So that I could understand a man stealing side of a man or a lady. Take the Ganav Habi Ish Kotsa Goyin and Nefesh. Fine. The Isha Shegon Visha. If Isha Shegon Visha, a lady that stole a man, they exceed the Goyin of Ish. The Goyin of Afil Isha Ganav is Mashma. So the word v'goynev is mashma sai man sai lady. Ish is only a man. So we know a lady stealing a man is going to be chai. Okay? A man stealing sai of anybody, man or a lady, is chai because he must say ish goynev nefesh. That comes, nefesh means sai man and sai lady. So I'm left to still find out, how do we know a lady that steals a lady, how do you know she's going to be chai? Yakasha's answer now?
Okay, what's the
passage
that says a lady who's a kidnapper is chayev?
That's vigoynev ish. The word vigoynev tells you even a lady. And a stealer of a person.
And
ish means a man, pashta.
Oh. Oh, so we know a lady who steals a man.
We know you're chayev.
Oh, it's a lady who steals a lady.
Right.
you really should read
the
The way should be read the kind of ish in it, and like isha gana ben isha ben isha, the isha shagana
ben isha.
And then isha shagana isha nine. So that's a new question. The period should come after the isha shagana ish.
One thing. Ishu minai. Tell me, good English. In yellow, ishigan ben ishu. Ishigan the ish.
Serious.
Count right. It says that ishu shigan ben ishu minai.
That's the question.
Right. So how do you know a lady is stealing another lady? Tamloim er meis hagan of whom he come back. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Devarim says the meis hagan of who that comes to be marbem, a lady stealing a lady, hagan. Okay. Tanya Yiduch, I have another brisa. Just wait a second. Tanya Yiduch, Ki Matza Yish, Goy Ne Nevesh Me'achav, the Pasuk in Devarim, Echad Goy Ne Nevesh Yish, Vecha Goy Ne Nevesh Yish, Sai someone steals a man, Sai someone steals a lady. Vecha Ger, and Sai someone steals a Ger, Vecha Dev Meshukr, or someone steals a free Eved, Vekatan, Yichayiv, because that's king. What's the goyin of nefesh? That's all included in the goyin of nefesh. Okay, gan voiloi mecharei. Let's say he stole him, but he did not sell him. Or the case of machrei, he took a range for the sale of this guy. Vaday yishne b'rishusay. And the mice of the guy, he still has this the victim in his rishus. Never got rid of him. Potter. So you're potter. What? What do you do after selling? Right. So Machroi La'aviv. Yes.
This Tanya Ida, the second Baisa.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother breaking down all the words like you just did.
Right, it doesn't bother discussing a lady at stealing a lady, a lady stealing a man. Exactly, that's why it's another Baisa.
And of course, it's Chayiv.
If someone steals a katan, they are Chayiv.
And the katan steals.
He's probably like any other katan. Unless he's a Ben Sari murderer.
What do I mean, gun for the machor? If this gun for the machor for shoes is machor for the machor, so what is posa?
No, but gun for the machor is one case. Or machor, let's say you sold him. We already signed the contract, but I never delivered the goods yet. I signed off on the paper that I'm going to give you this guy that was kidnapped for $100. And yeah, I got the money, whatever the situation was, but the kid or whatever, the victim is still sitting tied up in my rishus. Machri la'aviv. Let's say you stole a kid, and you sold it back to la'aviv, ayla achav, his brothers, ayla achav and akroivim. Then you're chayiv. So this, yeah, okay. Yeah, this is ransom.
What
chayiv?
Speaking about this halacha of being gone, right?
For a goyin nafish chayiv misa. It's not a good thing to do, but you're not chayiv misa.
He's over other
say. Of course. Machroi la'avi. Okay. Hagoyiniv es avadin. Someone steals from a avid. You potter. Tani tana. Oh, kamei dev sheishes. Chayra. Yeah. Right. Okay. Tani Tana Kamei Dev Sheishes. They learned the Brisa in front of this Brisa that says Machar La'aviv that Yechai, we learned in front of Sheishes. Amar Le'a Ani Shoyin Shimon Aymer. I learned my Brisa. Shimon says Achiv Achi Etzianim Rishus Achiv. Until you actually take him out of his Rishus. That's Amar Chayiv, and you tell me Yechai, which means selling him back to the father. This Brisa said Yechai.
Because Achiv here means family, right? Is that what it's saying?
Right. The Goyin Nefesh Me'achav. He's stealing it from his family. And here, he's selling it back to his father is the mice and not removing it from the family. Because it's still, 1 second. So, we basically have a Machlekes and how to learn the Brisa. The Brisa before said Yechayiv, and Rosheshes here had said he learned that you're going to be Pater.
Well, before when it says Ger, he doesn't have Echad. Same way he uses Echad to mean actual family, his father.
Yeah, he could. Garrett could have kids. Could have kids. He could have a wife and kids afterwards.
And if he's a brand new minted Gare without a family.
Okay, so.
A different ball game than a Gare with a family.
I don't think so. You still stole the guy.
A hug means literally his family.
It means. Okay. Sorry, I am. So, what's the din over? Are you going to be chayv or are you going to be putter? The Gemara says, my kushyo. I'm sorry. So, the Gemara says, tani putter. If I can learn the brisa, that you're putter. We've changed it. Our brisa before it says you're chayv, change it to be putter. Correct the Gemara, my kushyo. What's the whole big deal here? Dilma harav shimon harabanan. Maybe the brisa on top of peivava and olive, that is going to be the fear of shimon. And the brisa before is rabbanan. So fine, I can have a regular standard machlekes rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Gemara says lo yisak daita. Don't think that way. Why? Damar Rabbi Yechanan, stam astisim Rav Meir, stam mishnah is always a Meir, stam tesepta is Rav Nechami, stam tesepta is Rav Nechami, stam sifra is Rav Yehuda, sifra is Teres Kehana, stam sifri, which is the drash is on by Midbar and Devarim. That is Rav Shimon. The Kula leaves the Akiva. They're all said leaves the Akiva. They're all Tamidim Rav Akiva. So, basically, this Braisa before was a drush in Dvar, in Mishnah Torah, and that has to be also Rav Shimon. So I can't tell me Har Shimon Har Abanan, I can't tell you Rav Shimon Har Abanan, because the Braisa and Amid Beis also has to be Rav Shimon. Since it's a Stam Sifri, it has to be like Rav Shimon, and I can't give you the answer of make this Rabbanan and make this Rabbi Shimon. Let's see Rashi here. Hagan of Mikol Makom, who there Shin Leib is free, the Muti Goin of Evid. We learn out through Yemaya the Goin of stealing of Evid. Vadan Yeshim Beshusai, Beshusan Nignav Atzmai, he's in the Rishus of the guy that got stolen. Shadayim Leif Nisi Gan of Beshusai, he never brought him into your Rishus, Potter, Sharei Legon, but he never stole him. Laviv Abishal Nignav, the father of the victim. Tani Tan Lach Masisin Tani Makri Lav Chayiv. Stam Sifra Teres Kehan. Stam Sifri is Sefer Yidaber as the Minbar Mishnah Torah. Vahai Stam is Chiyamat Seish Mishnah Torah. This is in Mishnah Torah. Ali the Akiva Mashalamnu Mer Akiva Amrum. Okay, let's see the Gemara a little weiter. Hagoyim of Benoit. The Mishnah says someone who steals his own child. Rishmal says, you are chayiv and chum pater. My time is rabbanon. Why do rabbanon pater? Amar bayo, amar kro, ki yimotzi. The pasuk says ki yimotzi in Rufan. Prat lemotzi. Prat to someone that's there. The kid's always there. It's not anything that you go out and do a maisa of finding. Amar leir papa labayo, elo meyatom, ki yimotzi yish, shayich evim yishabu osbaom. Hakanami, it's there talking about someone who went and was Mizana, and you find someone who went to Mizana. Hakanami, ki matsui, prat le matsui, someone who's nearby, a lady that's nearby, is not a ister of Eishes Ish. Going to base plenty of certain people, the Shchich and Gabayu, that they're live next, right next to each other, and they're Mizana with each other. Hakanami, the Psiri? You want to tell me that you're going to get Pater there? Sorry, it doesn't make any sense to Pater there. So ki matsui cannot tell you. Prat
le Right. Then you could say that same thing as Beno, right? But someone who's across the hall, that's still not your Rishus. It's not you must say there. What? Because she befriends your wife.
The fact matters. If you think he must say is great enough, and she's not talking about fine. I mean, that's just the story. It's not, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, that's what they add. That's the kasha on this Gemara, right? They ask it, and what's his name? Who asked this? They're trying to bother by the question.
The answer is?
I don't remember offhand. That's the check. Let me just finish off. We'll get back to in a second. So the Gemara says, "Amalei anabi v'nimsa biyadei kamina." I'm talking about from v'nimsa biyadei. And it's in another pasuk. It's extra pasuk. It says, "Ki matzah yish goy nefesh me'ach." Where's the pasuk? This one. The goy nefesh u'macharoi, and it says v'nim sabiyadai. We have to say v'nim sabiyadai. That comes to tell you that problem matzah. Amarav v'hilkan harim mikri darki. These teachers, u'masni rabbanon, and the people that teach the rabbanon, kimitzuyin dami. They're matzah kimitzuyin dami u'pater. And if someone would steal, if a rebbe who chas shalom kidnapped a talmid, he'll be popular because he has this clause of v'nim sabiyadai. It's always there. Mashenkein someone that's not, you go and take somebody that's not always with you. Let's see, Rashi. V'nimsa k'ro yiseiru. Li l'lamed sh'yimsa b'eidem m'chiyimatsin after. Already know that from k'yimatsin. K'mitsu b'yadai dami. Ha'tamidim mitsu yitam b'eis harab. They're always by the bait of the Rebbe. V'im g'anam harab echam yitamidu v'mach v'ein an ereg. It's not get killed. Okay, so we'll stop here. I said the Rashi. Rashi, I'm sorry, I missed the Rashi before. Shabbat is plenty. But what's the last Yeshmam? Shechashuv m'hayy. They're chashuv. Bezeloi hayu noig in kedas. There were certain people. They weren't noig kedas. So yaharve dar mebeis echad. A lot of people living in one house. Anashim and ashim. So yim suyin tamed. They were constantly next in the sheikh avreim. The sheikh avreim loy shem misyachdin. They weren't misyachdin. Okay. Thank you. No.